welcome to Real Life, Real Talk on the Sip and Hennies Network. I'm your host, Erica Wright, and we have my lovely, my partner in crime, LaJoy Robinson. Good morning,
hey,
everyone.
Good morning. Good afternoon. On my side of the world.
Right. I'm so excited because today marks our very first show with our guest, Aisha Goodall.
Yes.
We're going to listen to her in a few minutes. So excited. But first, you know, we do want to let the viewers know that if they have any questions or comments, to please give us a call at 646-478-5323 and make sure you press number one when you're ready to speak. Today we'll also be talking about do's and don'ts on a first date, whether you have met online or offline, by a friend, a blind date, whatever the case may be. We're going to discuss all the do's and don'ts because you know we're going to give you that real talk.
But wait a minute, the do's and don'ts of a first date, y'all, if we didn't know any better, this would probably take about a month. Like, this is real. It's so much that could happen on a first date. It's like,
yes.
What's wrong? What did I do wrong? You know, but the good thing about it is these are just points that could help, you know, definitely direct a direction of the date, see how it goes, so you don't go home and you shut up. You know, you get home and you're scratching your head like, what did I do? What
right.
What could I have done differently? Because I think,
right.
Eric, I don't know about you, but I've been there.
Honey, I have been there, done that so many times. I am a professional first dater.
Yes.
I've done it so many times. I'm professional at it. So I think, I'm really excited because these are for the people who are just now starting to get in the dating scene, for those who are newly divorced, for those who are just now getting their feet wet in the dating scene. These are some things that we want to, you know, discuss and make sure that you're in the know, that you're not out there looking crazy and looking stupid. You know, it's our
right.
job to make sure that we're giving you the best advice that we can possibly give, being that we're not therapists or psychiatrists or counselors or any of
far
that.
From it.
We're gonna give you that real talk and that real life, regardless of the situation.
And don't be calling us up and that's like, you said if I did this,
we
would
hear
that.
None
I would
that.
Be married by the age of 17.
Please.
So, yeah,
okay.
They're gonna be like, you
I'm
told
to
me, be- and you.
I'm going to send you all kinds of evil emojis, okay? Don't even try
right.
it. Look, I got my own demons that I'm dealing with. I ain't got time to be dealing with yours, too.
Right. They're going to be hunting us down. Look, I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell Erica, I'm off Facebook for a while. I don't know who these people are. So, yes, but this
please,
is going to be
please,
exciting.
Right. Please tune in and please tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your granny. I can't wait to introduce them. I'm so excited. I keep stumbling over my words. But at this time, I do want to talk a little bit about Aisha before she comes up the line. And
yes,
one of the things I do want to talk
us.
About is the fact that, you know, she is extraordinary. She's also a health and wellness coach for Herbalife. She's an entrepreneur, and I'm not going to go in detail on that. I'm just going to leave it at that. She's going to explain everything when she gets online. She's also a senior project coordinator for affordable housing. So, you know, this woman is not only a woman that wears multiple hats, but she is helping women, single mothers, men, whoever the case may be, helping enrich and fulfill their life the best way they can. So I hope that she is on the line with Aisha. Are you there?
Yes, so this is exciting. Are you there?
I am on the line. Can you hear me, lady?
Hey, girl!
Welcome.
Good morning to you. Good
welcome
morning.
To
How
Real Life. Good morning and welcome
in
to Real Life
talk.
And World
yes.
Talk. I'm
Thank
so excited.
You. I'm excited to be on and honored.
I'm so excited
we
to have, you,
honored
here
to have
with
you here.
So please tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and what
Who
got
you
to
are.
This point today.
Right.
Yes.
Of course I would love to share. Actually, you know, I am a mom, and I have three beautiful children, so let's just start there. I am God-fearing,
like
too, so I always say God, God, family, business, work, right? Because if you don't start with God or your, the universe or whoever you believe in and how higher power, then, of course, everything
yeah.
else will not be able to manifest. Your family is definitely after that. So my children mean everything to me. And then, you know, I work a 9-to-5, as well as I'm building a business, and I'm empowering and coaching women of all gender, of all ages, actually, and men, too, but mostly women because,
okay.
you know, we as women, we wear so many hats. You know, as a mom,
yes,
as a
do.
Wife, as a businesswoman, you know, like we get pulled in so many different directions. So my passion is to be able to help women find their center after being pulled so many different directions.
Nice.
That's interesting.
That's so
cool.
With that being said, there's a lot that I've created. Last year I launched the Good Zen Project. The Good Zen Project is my company that actually it's an empowerment company. So what I do is I do a lot of coaching. I do small events where I speak to women to empower them to take their doubts and turn them into belief. So you know, I have a lot of clients right now that I'm working with that they're in a space of wanting to manifest all these desires and dreams. They just don't know how to. So the Good Zen Project, what it's based off of, is it good is a good energy, right? And then Zen, you know,
right.
Zen, everyone wants to relate it to, like, Buddhism, but it's not that. If you actually look up the word Zen, it's a relaxed energy to be okay with whatever is going on around you to be able to react in a relaxed way and understand
okay.
that you can't attack everything. So it's a calmness.
Right.
You know, with everything,
so let me ask
something
you a
can happen.
Yes. Oh, no, go ahead. I just have a question about when you said coaching. What does that mean?
Well, I'm coaching, guiding women to be able
okay.
to turn their doubts into belief. So, for instance,
got you.
I have
okay.
a customer. You got it? Okay. Got it. So, yeah, so that's
just in case someone didn't know. Okay,
mm-hmm.
beautiful. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so for instance, I'm working with the women who have actually already written down their goals, written down what
mm-hmm.
they want to manifest, and they have a sense of belief, but they just don't know how to actually put it into action or make it come to life.
Okay.
So what I do is I have different exercises that I coach them through, and I teach them how to create the belief in order to manifest it. How do I do it? It's either one-on-one coaching, a group setting, and I also have like vision board workshop. So I just had one recently, and out of the workshop, three women, within a week to 2 weeks, their desires actually came to life.
Wow. That's very powerful.
So,
that's
yeah,
a blessing.
It's really rewarding.
Definitely
it's a
blessing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I could
so
only imagine
really excited
to watch those
about
someone.
The journey.
So let me ask you a question. So if they're not local, how do they? Is there an online that maybe they could go online to be able to contact you, interact with you? Like, is there a way? Because, like, take for instance, I'm in Baltimore. So if this was something that I wanted to get involved with, how would I do that if I'm not in your city?
Well, right now, what I do is I do coaching telephonically. So if you're out of the state,
okay.
which I do, I have a couple of clients that are out of state. We set different appointments for like maybe once a week. I do a mental and wellness program. So I take where's your mindset right now? Because my coaching is mindset coaching, and then that's what led me into becoming a health and wellness coach in Herbalife because, one, it starts with the mind. Two, you got to take care of yourself in order to do and be what your family needs, what your job needs, what your business needs. And then if you're coaching
right.
a whole lot of other people, you have to be well within yourself first.
Right,
so
right.
everything
okay.
starts with your mind. So it's just a telephone conversation. You know, I have different programs that I can give you that definitely you can tap into online. So you don't have to be face-to-face. A lot of people like the face-to-face, you know, that is effective. But if you're out of state and you're passionate about change, then definitely it's a conversation over the phone.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so at this time, we do want to get into our commercial that we have.
Okay.
Hey, folks, if you are an author and you're looking to publish your book, please visit Majerian Publishing. It's a boutique bookshop where we are concentrating on the digital publishing outlets as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at majarianpublishing.com. That is MajarianPublishing.com. You can also check us out on Facebook.
All right, now welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Life, Real Talk, and we are speaking to the extraordinary Miss Aisha Goodall, and she was just telling us a little bit about what she does as a health and wellness coach. Such a blessing, and to speak into women and men and anybody that is going through anything into their lives and try to make it a positive impact in helping them become better for themselves. You know, I think that's really awesome. Can you please tell us a little bit about, I was really interested as far as your affordable housing. So you're a project coordinator. Is that something that you just got into, or?
Well, I've been in real estate for over 20 years. So,
oh, my goodness. So you professional.
That's some time.
Yeah, for 20 years. Got my license when I was 23.
Nice. Okay.
And then, you know, I actually did the mortgage end of it. I did the sales end of it. I did the underwriting end of it. So it's pretty much, really, I can do sell real estate with my eyes closed.
You're everywhere.
When the market took a dip, I said, you know what, I wanted to get next to some you know, well influential developers. Related Management is a really huge development company, and it's actually based out of the East Coast of New York, but they're in 22 states and then in four countries. So I was able to put my shoulders with them about 3 years ago to, you know, still in real estate. But the flip side of it, all is still relative, but now I'm interacting with the tenants. Property management, it's also a people business. My passion is people. So, you know, when you're dealing with property management, you're dealing with the way people live, and they're passionate about that. I mean, the same way as if you're helping someone buying a home and helping them get into their dream home, that's also rewarding as well. But when you're taking a high-strung tenant that's, you know, complaining about anything and everything, and they want to just dump it on you, again, we're going back to the center, knowing how to wake up, you know, meditate, pray, and make sure that your energy is right, because you're going to get energy from everywhere in property management.
Yes.
And what I'm able to do, and I have been able to do, is calm people, you know, from a very high, strong state, upset, calming them down, and giving them exactly what they need and want. And they walk away peacefully. So, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy what I do from that aspect, as well as, you know, from building my business as well.
Awesome. Like you said, it has to be rewarding to build, to watch someone's life change and be a part of it. And not just change, but change for the better. To see their growth, whether it's, you know, the most powerful statement you said was in reference to controlling and taking control of your mind. That's a beautiful thing, because a lot of people, like you said, I can't offer you nothing if my mind is in several pieces. I can't give you a whole piece of me if I'm in, you know. So that's a wonderful thing, you know, especially to watch people grow into life, because it's the hardest thing sometimes is to grow into change, because change is uncomfortable.
Change is uncomfortable. Yes.
Right. And at this time, we do want to ask the viewers to, or whoever is listening out there, to call in and to ask Ms. Aisha Goodall any questions, or if you have any comments, please give us a call at 646-478-5323 and press 1 to speak.
We have a caller.
Awesome.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller, are you there? No. Well, we have another one. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
I don't know, maybe bad connection,
please.
But yeah, definitely feel free to give us a call in.
And press 1 to speak.
Now, you know what, while we're waiting to see if anyone wants to call in, to see if Herbalife,
mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about that.
Herbalife, well, about 4 months ago now, I made a decision. I made a decision because it's wealth, okay? Mindset is first, and then when you make a decision to change the way that you eat, the way that you live, the way that you, you know, everything. Nutrition is everything. So I just literally went to the doctor one day, and the doctor gave me some feedback, and I was like, it pushed me into action. So it pushed me into action because, one, I work on me first. If I'm working on me, instantly my children get it. So now that I'm, you know, applying health and nutrition and fitness to my life, my kids are applying the same thing. So my whole household is thriving right now. So after I do that, I'm like, who can I help? Who else can I help? When I learned about the proper nutrition and how I had to pay attention to my fitness because I'm well into my 40s now, I was like, okay, so Herbalife was in my face. When I did my research on the product, when I did my research on how it's a lifestyle and how once you actually make the decision, how much of a benefit it is to your whole entire life and how others can benefit from it. I had at least a half a dozen friends die within the past 6 months.
Wow.
And that scared me, and they were all under 40. So I just was like, you know what, I can impact the world with health and wellness. I mean, right now it's such an awareness because of, you know, the death rate, because of the, you know, people getting ill, you know, day to day. You find out somebody has cancer, you know, something else, or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes.
It's a scary thing.
You know, it's a scary thing. So if my feeling is, how can I impact my community? How can I impact the people around me? I'm already working with their mind. So
right.
If I can work with their mind, why not implement health and wellness into this too? So with my results, you know, I lost a couple pounds. I gained some healthy weight as well. People were watching me, and they were reaching out to me, and they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I need to do this. I need to do that. So it was a no-brainer because I'm not going to, like, hold on to it and not share. So I was able
right.
to share that and impact at least – so far in 4 months, 12 people that were able to be healthier.
That is so awesome.
Not only, and it's not just about me. I was linked up with the right people who actually were a walking billboard of Herbalife, of nutrition, of clean eating, of fitness, because it's not a
okay.
diet. Diets are meant to crash, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nutrition is
a
lifestyle.
Well,
question.
And after that, we actually have two callers as well. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I do want to ask you a question. You were talking briefly about the brown paper bag. Can you get into a little bit of that?
Oh, that's just a site to purchase tickets. I actually reconnected with an elementary school friend of mine last mm-hmm. year, and this was an example of what I'm talking about now. She was sharing with me her vision and what she wanted to do within the next 12 months. And, you know, I had already hosted, you know, two women seminars, one vision board workshop, and had a lot of success come out of it. But because we actually reconnected and she was speaking her vision and our vision were similar, we were able to collaborate. So she has a seminar coming up called Insight Empowerment Seminar, and it's going to be September 30th and October 1st. October 1st is the actual seminar, which is a luncheon, and it's women. It's 60 seats, We are moving quite rapidly with the sale of our tickets. We actually are supporting 12 women in business, and they're going to have vendor booths there. And it's going to be in the Pasadena area. So
okay.
All you have to do
okay.
is go to insight-empower.com, and you'll go into the event, and it sends you to Brown Paper Tickets for you to purchase your tickets. The tickets are only $35 for a luncheon and to get insight,
oh.
empowerment.
And you get food?
Yes,
and
Lord.
You get food, absolutely. So I'm just saying,
it doesn't get any better than that.
Yes,
now let's see if we could get one of these calls from the caller. Let's see. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Can you please state your name, please?
Hi, this is Sherry from Los Angeles.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to Real
Life. Hello.
Where
Hi,
how are you, ladies?
Comment? We're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank
how
you.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
That's awesome. Always good to
so
hear.
So what is your question?
I just wanted to say hi to Aisha. This is Sherry Brown. We graduated from elementary school together.
Hi, Sherry.
Oh. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in. I'm awesome. How are you
it's
doing?
It's a reunion.
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to say, you know, good luck with everything. I am going to try to come to the seminar. And right now I'm on my second month of my nutrition plan with Herbalife as well.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
How's that working out?
It's working out really good. I gained a few pounds of lean muscle. And, you know, I've been feeling a lot better.
Right.
And, you know, just like Aisha, I've had a few friends to pass away, you know, within, you know, the last few years. And, you know, the decision to be healthy, you know, has empowered me, you know, for my family and everything as well. And I feel really good about, you know, the future and what I have in store, you know, with this venture, this new venture in my life.
That's awesome.
Well, that's amazing. I'm
so
really
happy
for you.
And
I'm so
I'm
glad
very
you called
happy
in because this
you.
Is one of my elementary school friends that we were in the same circle with the young lady that's hosting the Insight Empowerment. So we go from 7 years old, maybe kindergarten, yes.
Wow. You know how rare it is to have friends still from elementary school? That is awesome that you guys have
it
kept
definitely
in touch
is
over
a
the years. That
yes.
is really amazing.
And thank God for social media. It makes it a lot easier for us to stay connected. Definitely.
Yes. Because that's how we all reconnected with Facebook, literally.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you spending
thank you. Thank you.
Listening to our show and giving your kudos to Miss Aisha Goodall.
Yes, thank you so much. And
the woman with many hats.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay,
thank
have
you
a good
so
day.
Much. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Take
you
care.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And then let's see. We have another caller on the phone. Let's see what the next caller is.
Hello?
Caller.
Please state your name, please.
Hello.
Sounds like someone's there.
Hello, caller. Well, maybe we lost that one, but that is definitely awesome that they're, you know, people are calling in. Thank you so much, you know, for the input, and thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's about supporting each other as women. In our community, it's difficult to find. But, again, everything starts with the mind. What you feed your mind, what you give your mind is the energy, and everything is going to come back to you in that mindset.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a powerful thing. People do not realize the power of thought. So you are what you think about. And I'm a big advocate about supporting those who are forward-thinking. And if you just don't know, guess what? Just look Aisha Goodall up with the Good Zen Project. And, like, you can email me at infinitebelief7@gmail.com for any questions, if you want a coaching session or whatever. We are giving away a coaching session at the Empowerment Seminar. to a lucky young woman, so I'm just looking forward to all the greatness.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Grateful.
We definitely enjoyed you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you all for having me on, too. I do.
Thank you. No, it's absolutely nothing. Hopefully soon we can actually have you on the show for more of your coaching techniques or, you know, whatever, however God puts you in our paths again. I do want to thank you for your time, spending time with us, getting
and
to know us.
And for your story.
Yes, because we all have a story.
We all have a story,
and especially letting women know that there's help out there. There's somebody out there that wants to see you do better, know that you're doing better. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much. And also, too, what I did want to say, too, is, you know, as women, we get lost into our children. We get lost into our spouses. We get lost. And I helped a young lady through. I have a Repairing Roses Foundation that I opened up last year as well, where I helped single moms, you know, find their happy. And I adopted a single mom last year who I was able to help, you know, her be okay with getting pampered, get your nails done, get your hair done, you know, go out and get a massage, travel. It's okay. It takes a village to raise kids, and you need to know who that village is and who's feeding into your kids so that you can open up time for yourself, because it's so important.
Absolutely.
It is so important. So I was able to take my first two trips and be okay with it to different countries while my kids were here with family and friends. And it's okay.
That's awesome.
It's okay to do. Some people just don't think that it's okay to let go of their children, spouses, for just a minute. So, you know, that's important too. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there.
Well,
thank you again.
Thank you. And y'all know where to reach her at. If y'all have any questions, if y'all are ready for any guidance, you know, any changes, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, health, spiritual, you know, just to have another strong woman to relate to and talk to, definitely reach out to her, you know, because she is a woman who wants to see growth in another woman. So. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, ladies. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
All
that
right,
is
y'all.
Such a beautiful thing.
It was amazing.
That is a beautiful
to have her on the show and to give us some, you know, motivation to, you know, ask questions. And that's the main thing that I got from it. It was to ask questions and to, because if you don't, you'll never be in the know, you know. So I'm very thankful to have her on the show and to enrich our lives for the better. Also, you can also get in contact with her. And if you are interested in going to the show, thebrownpaperbag.com, Repairing Roses is on that website where you can buy the tickets for September 30th and October 1st. So we're really excited for her and the fact that she still has friends from, you know, kindergarten. That's awesome.
And that's how you know when you are a positive person to know and to be around, is when you can maintain a friend for years.
Right.
She said she was forward in her 40s. So to maintain a friend is a beautiful thing, because, you know, and it's always good to be around somebody who's positive, who wants to see women do good and strive to do good, and even men when it comes to their health and their minds and anything like that. So, you know, to be able to keep friendship that long tells you a lot about a person.
Yes, it does. Well, we do want to get into our amazing show about do's and don'ts.
The first day.
I'm excited because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that I was on the first date. And the one thing I do want you guys to know is that if you treat your first date like an interview, it will feel like one. You know, that awkward silence and that awkward stare, you know, so if you just be yourself and just let your personality shine, that person may not like it, but the next one will. So there's always that, you know.
Right.
So I want to get into talking about those do's and don'ts. And for me, because I am a Virgo, please show up to the date on time. Imagine that for every minute that's delayed, that you are delaying your date, you will be thinking about the possibility of being stood up. I ain't got time to be stood up. It's 2016. Be on time.
Oh, long.
You know,
right.
It's just, it just takes $0 to be a decent person. Okay? So
I don't get some people.
Right. If I feel like if you really are trying to get to know me, that right there speaks volumes to me, a person that can be on time. You don't have to be 20 minutes early. You don't have to be 10 minutes early. But, hey, can you be there before I get there? Because I'm on time.
At least
so
let
me
know. No, you know what? No, my pet peeve is I don't like. Now, I went on a date, went on the first date with this guy. And he was just in his phone. Texting in the phone. Then not only was he texting, he was texting his ex-girlfriend. Oh, she gets on my nerves. This is what happened. Whoa, wait a minute. First of all, you should have left your ex-girlfriend at the door when you walked into this restaurant. Second of all, you're in here talking to me like I'm your therapist about your ex, and then you haven't put down your phone. Needless to say, we haven't been on a date since. Don't do that. Don't.
Right.
Put the phone down. If it's not an emergency, put the phone down. It's not that important. Get off Facebook. Don't talk about your ex. Don't talk about your problem. Don't.
Right.
This, a first date is a time where you could get away from the world and chaos and have a moment to yourself to enjoy things. Get away from that.
Right.
I think that's
it just shows
a lot of
level
people.
I think it just shows a lack of interest, and it just shows
and selfish.
Just disrespectful to the conversation that the person's trying to have, you know. I'm just saying, if you're on your phone and every time I look up that you're looking at your phone, I mean, if I so happen to roll with you or you're rolling with me, please prepare to get on the bus to go home. Date is over.
Right, because you can't do that. Because you can't expect for a date to go so well and you're entertaining somebody else. So that's definitely don't do. And also, Erica, biggest issue I think a lot of women deal with as well as the whole be on your phone and exes is know your limit. Don't go to a bar and you know you could only handle 2 drinks and you want to order 5 and 6 and you want to order shots. Don't. Don't do
this
that. Know your limit.
This ain't the club. This is not the club. And it's not an interview. It's right there in the middle between the interview and the club. Find your medium.
Right.
Okay? Chill. Okay? We ain't trying to see you get turned up. Matter of fact, I'm 28 years old. So if anybody in their 30s is trying to get turned up, we ain't meant to be together.
Right.
You still trying to turn up every weekend? I'm sorry, boo. It ain't meant for you. I am not meant for you. I'm not the one.
And
it's
just like, okay,
ladies,
time out, stop.
I don't know if it's so much the ladies or if it's too much the men, but maybe, Joy, you can help me out. Don't be underdressed. So, you know, you talked before about the meetup. You know, I don't know, you're going to Mulligan's or you're going to dinner, or I hope that you guys are not going to a movie on the first date. That's just really pointless.
Right.
But if you're doing an activity, going bowling, please, please, y'all, don't be underdressed. For one thing, I do know is that a man is a physical human. They're physical. They like the visual effect. So, ladies, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, yeah, he likes you natural. Yeah, he probably prefers you without makeup. But you do have to put a little something on.
Right.
A little mascara.
Hold on, Erica. We have a caller. Give me Oh, right. Yay. Hold on. We have a caller. Hey, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello? If you are calling
caller,
in,
are you
please
there?
Press 1 so we can hear you. Okay.
Maybe they'll
so,
call back.
As I was saying, don't be underdressed. Fellas, come on now.
Don't.
I don't want to have to say it, but I'm going to have to say it. Shower. Put a little cologne on. You know, I know there's men out there that are always GQ'd up, and the fellas who are doing that, I so appreciate you because my nose is really sensitive, and I can't handle the smell of a funk. So, fellas, make sure you don't have to be a slouch. Iron that shirt. Iron them pants. You know, put some effort into the date. Because the effort that you don't put in, best believe the woman's watching it. She's already judging you from the moment you walk in the door.
All right.
And ladies, come on. Start out how you're going to finish out. You don't have to be in 6-inch heels on the first date. You don't have to be with the hair all the way down to the back of your kneecaps. You don't even have to have the broom eyelashes on. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is
What are they, Erica?
Don't be underdressed and you know those brooms. They look like a broom. They're all extra thick. You know,
oh
ladies,
my God.
Come on now.
Y'all, this is
we see
this
that.
Is my co-host. This is who I am with. She is hilarious. I can't. Y'all, I have enough of this for today.
I have to say it because, you know, it matters. Your eyelashes do matter. And, you know, you don't have to have the eyelashes on the first day. Just put on some mascara and go about your business, you know? Listen more. Ask more questions.
Yes.
Don't try and be perfect because best believe that first date, if you're trying to be perfect, he's going to know and he's going to expect that every single time. And guess what? You are going to fail in that area.
If he is going to pick up the tab, be mindful. He has a life outside of you. Don't order the most expensive thing on the menu. Don't.
Exactly.
Be mindful that he has bills outside of this date. He has a life outside of this date. And ladies, if he pays for the tab, be courteous and tip. You know, let it be a team effort.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, you want them to pay and tip. You know,
mm-hmm.
So this is your way of saying, okay, you're going to pay. I appreciate that you're picking up the tab. Let me tip. You know,
right?
I mean, it's just the little simple things I think that make the difference. You know,
right.
On the first date,
so.
And even if you're uncomfortable, Erica, it's okay to go on a double date. If you meet somebody online and you're kind of, go on a double date. So that way, you know, it will make you feel more secure because nowadays a lot of things happen. We discussed that with online dating as far as rape, you know, kidnaps, harassment, things like that. So, you know, this is definitely another thing. So for your first date, it's okay to go on a double date, you know, and it's okay because you want to be comfortable and to be able to open up to somebody. So, you know,
or
at least tell somebody where you are and where you're going and who you're going with. So this way,
this
is definitely something too, Erica, because we live in a world where people's minds sometimes, they'll sell you a fake picture. They'll sell you a story that isn't even real. So, you know, you have to be careful, too, when you go on first dates and you really don't know this person. You have to still protect, be smart.
Right. Can I tell you something? I struggle with this. And every single time, no matter what day I'm on, I've been on thousands and thousands of dates. No, not really. I haven't been on thousands of dates. But I will tell you this. I've been on a date. And my MO, the thing that is not my strong point, is making eye contact. And so when I was doing this research on lifehacks.org, you know, I was coming upon all these different life hacks, like, you know, be on time, don't talk about how great you are, you know. But also to make that eye contact, and that's something that I don't do. I was on a date, and we're talking, and he's like, why won't you look at me in the eye? And, you know, I had to stop and think because I really don't know. I don't really look at people in the eye like that because I don't want to look in your soul and find something I don't like and get upset. So,
and that's what they
I
say, eyes
like,
are the window to the soul.
They are. They are. And I just don't want to be look. I don't want to be standing down like a hawk. Like, I ain't even that serious to me. I do make eye contact, but I'm not staring at you the whole time. I don't have the patience, you know. Oh, my biggest pet peeve is this. On the first date,
right,
you go to Chili's or something just generic, and, you know, I am a sports fan.
Hold on. I like Chili's.
I love Chili's, too. But shout out to Chili's for that Black Bear lemonade.
Right.
Oh, yes. We on. So when you take me on a date and you're sitting me right in front of the sports center where it is in plain view, I'm so sorry. I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm watching Kobe make baskets. I'm watching LeBron headband go behind his ears. Okay, I'm not focusing on the date. So get to know your date. If you know your date is into sports like that, don't take them to a sports bar and expect them to have a conversation about anything other than sports or for their attention not to be on sports. Because that's exactly where my eyes are going. My eyes are not going into your eyes. They go in to watch the game, no matter what the game is, you know. So that's one of the things that I thought was a good do's or don't is making that eye contact, and that's just something that I have to work on. And also, man, stop talking about how great you are. You made it as far as the first date. We know how great you are. We're just trying to get to know you.
It's okay. Take the cape off. You don't have to paint this wonderful picture like,
jeez,
I'm a strong man and I build a house with one hand. You take it down. Take it down a notch. Be you.
Be you.
That's all. Be you. Me,
be you.
I'm a goofball. I am the goofiest person you will ever meet. So I'm always saying something crazy and something, you know, so just definitely keep that in mind. You know, this is definitely do's and don'ts. I thank y'all so much, Erica. Is there anything else you want to discuss before we end our show?
Absolutely. Please call me.
Yes, so thank you again. Thank you again to our, you know, to our guest.
Miss Aisha,
it was amazing to hear stories.
Yes,
yes,
it was amazing. I actually want her to come back again to give us a part two. I feel like there was more that we can pull out of her. Now that we really had the pool, she was willing to give. So I really would like
beautiful
to know
thing
a little more. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thank you to our first caller. Thank you so much, Ms. Sherry. I appreciate you. And I also think it's so awesome that you guys are able to be friends for so long and to have that friendship because, you know, women building up each other is not so much common these days. We're so quick
it's
to turn
not
down. We're so easy to judge. But how many women do you have in your circle that you can just call on and no matter what, they're there for that prayer, they're there for that moment, they're there to, you know, uplift and encourage you during your difficult times or even your most wonderful times. So I think that's awesome. And I do want to say that we do have a Facebook page.
Yes, hey, our new platform.
We do have
yes
an Instagram. We will not be DMing nobody, okay? But you can DM us.
Yes.
So
yes,
please visit our
God
Facebook page, Real Life, Real Talk.
Yes.
It's our Facebook page. You can also reach us on Instagram at Real Life 2. So it'll be www.instagram.com/Real Life Talk 2. And you can also reach us on our email. We do have an email account as well. So if you have any questions or if you want to be a future guest, please reach us at reallifereeltalk1@yahoo.com. Again, reallifereeltalk1 is all one word @yahoo.com. I just want to thank you so much, LaJoy, for being my ride or die, my partner in crime, my yin, the yin to my yang, my peanut butter to
yang,
my jelly,
yes.
Honey.
And I have one caller. Hold on. Before we end this, hold on. Do you have a caller?
Yay!
Hey, ladies. It's
hello.
Honey. Hello, ladies. It's Honey. Hey. You guys did a great first.
Hi,
second.
Honey. Yay!
Thank you.
Excited.
Oh, man.
Are you proud of us? Are you proud?
Proud. Excited.
Awesome.
For your new journey and your new platform, it is going to be phenomenal. So you guys keep up the good work. You did awesome. I learned
thank
some tips
so
from there at this time. You know, I'm very if I was.
All right. Honey, I don't want you to be wearing no broom eyelashes, and that's all I have to say. You my girl, so you better not be walking around with no broom eyelashes.
Oh, man, everyone, this is Honey. She is on the show, and to have her on our show is the greatest thing, the biggest blessing for today. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You got me blushing.
Well, I'm
oh,
excited
man.
About what you
thank you.
And if I could say this to your listeners, listen, I'm someone, if you guys want to join, you know, and you want to learn how to have a podcast to brand your brand, you need to holler at me. You can find me on Facebook, you know. I do have a class that these ladies have graduated from, as you can see, and they're on their own platform. So, excellent. So congratulations, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys later. You guys continue on with your show. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yes, and also you can add us, well, you can definitely add us on We're Live We'll Talk page. We will be doing future live shows, and that way you can actually see us
coming
in action.
Soon.
So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for walking this journey with me. Joy, you've really been a blessing to my life. I hope I've been a blessing to you. You definitely build me up. And that's what we're all about. Real Life We'll Talk. It's not just about talking about those real life situations that's going on in the media, that's going on in the news, that's going on in our lives, but also building each other up. We're all about queen rises. You know, we're all going to try to rise up to the occasion, rise to our job, rise to our business that we're trying to build. We're all about building each other up. So you build me up.
We have
build
to.
You up.
We have to. If we don't build each other up, it's going to be so easy to be destroyed in this world. It's going to be so easy for issues to take over our minds, for us to dwell on the past, for us to harbor unforgiveness, for us to forget to live for today, live for tomorrow. We're going to be stuck in the past. So it's so important to grab you somebody, find you a confidant that could stand in your corner, that could help you, motivate you, lift you, mold you, encourage you, love you, inspire you, motivate you, because it's so important. Because if we don't help each other, we are going to fail. We are going
right.
to fail at marriages, relationships, motherhood, fatherhood, friendships, you know, careers, you know, our spiritual growth, our mental growth, our health. We are going to destroy ourselves. So everyone, please take that time to start reaching out to somebody, to have a rock, you know, somebody that's going to be there. And this is what, you know, Real Life, Real Talk is all about, is we're discussing these real life situations, things that happen, the negative and the positive, because let's face it, Erica, we are in a real world, and everything
absolutely.
Isn't peaches and greens. Everything isn't going
oh.
to be so beautiful and nice.
Absolutely.
So we're going to discuss. That's why we discuss the negative, because outside of the negative, the storm only lasts for so long.
Right.
So
your darkest hour.
Thank you all so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining in with us. And I guess we out.
Well.
Real Life, Real Talk.
Thank y'all
always.
So much. Real Life, Real Talk. We will see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honeys Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so you may be the only guide someone sees today.